new love, struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hate to say it, but the state that decided to physically reintroduce wolves, that would be Colorado, now wants to get an initiative on the ballot that would ban the hunting of mountain lions. And scientifically speaking, there's absolutely no reason for this. As a matter of fact, according to an article from Scripps News, there's between 3,800 and 4,400 mountain lions, which doesn't count kittens, in the Centennial State. And these mountain lions are increasingly having interactions with humans that are not ending well for some of these mountain lions. But that's not stopping Pat Craig. He's the founder of Wild Animal Sanctuary. And his new ballot measure is Cats Aren't Trophies. They are trying to get 125,000 signatures to get the measure on a ballot that would ban the trophy hunting of mountain lions, as well as the fur trapping of bobcats. And if you're wondering how many mountain lions are harvested every year in Colorado, well, last year, 2,600 hunters harvested 502 cats. But if this initiative gets on the ballot and passes, and in Colorado that's certainly possible, the only way you'd be able to kill a mountain lion is in a scenario where they are deemed a threat to human life, livestock, or property, which essentially leaves the hunter out of the equation and puts it into the hands of Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Here's hoping this bad idea does not get traction and that Colorado natives can see through this anti-hunting initiative for what it is. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them you'll hear from in just a minute is Stephen Crook. He's the Director of Guest Services at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. They're getting ready for the new season under new ownership, and they've got some openings if you're interested in working there at Alaska's Best Lodge. Josh Warren with WorkSharp is going to join us to talk about getting those lawnmower blades and other tools sharp for the spring gardening season ahead. And he's going to tell you about their sister company, Drill Doctor, that's all about drill bit sharpeners. I bet you didn't even know that was a thing. I know I didn't. Another guest we'll talk to is Nate Rees. He's with Trout Unlimited. He works in the state of Arizona. He's got a wonderful success story for you when it comes to trout conservation that's all about the Apache trout, which is the official trout of Arizona, by the way. Last but not least, with turkey hunting coming up soon, we had to get Will Brantley on the line. He's the hunting editor of Field and Stream, and he's going to talk about the different types of turkey hunters that are out there in the woods and why putting different types of turkey hunters together might not always be a good idea. I'll also tell you about a new article he's got coming up in the print edition of Field and Stream that'll be coming out next month. Before we talk to Will, though, let's have a conversation with Steve. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got our old friend Steve Crook on the line. He's the Director of Guest Services for Sportsman's Cove Lodge, also known as Alaska's Best Lodge, because it really is. Steve, great to have you back on the air.
Thanks for having me, John. Nice to be back.
We always have new listeners, and I know we've told the story over and over again about how wonderful your lodge is on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska, but let's go ahead and tell the story again for listeners who haven't heard before about what a trip looks like at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. You fly into Ketchikan, Alaska. What happens next?
You land in Ketchikan, get there about 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock float planes will bring you on out. It's about a half-hour flight from Ketchikan out to Prince of Wales Island for our remote flying lodge out in Sultry Cove. You'll get there, you'll meet the whole crew, meet your captain, have some dinner, and meet all the other guests that you'll be fishing with that week, and then get some rest and get up to it, eat a healthy breakfast, and then you pound it for 3 or 4 days, a full day's of fishing. You got a 10-hour day out there. You leave at 6:30 in the morning and don't get back till 4 with your catch.
You know, and I love the boats you fish on. You're fishing with the same group of people every day, the same captain, the same deckhand, and you really get close to them over 3 or 4 days of fishing. It's just wonderful. And the boat's very comfortable. They're 37-foot deltas, and they've all got a nice indoor head and lots of room to go ahead and be comfortable in and indoors as well. And the fishing's great. You usually start off with your halibut and cod in the morning, and then you transition to salmon in the afternoon, sometimes ling cod and rockfish as well. But, I mean, it's just a ton of fun every single day, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You're going to target multiple species every day. You're going to go get your limits on several things. And then it gets competitive between the boats, too, because we give awards each day for the biggest of each of the species. So while the captains work cooperatively to put you on the fish at all times, it gets a little competitive between the guests about who got the biggest fish that day, which, you know, a lot of fun.
Well, it is indeed, because you have the Calm Waters Derby, where the person who catches the biggest Chinook and the biggest silver and the biggest halibut gets to come back for a free trip next year. Is that still going on?
Yes, sir. So we give away 6 trips each year. Those are the jackpot fish. So the 2 biggest of each of those species win a free trip back. You get your first place wins a 4-day trip back, and your second place of each of the species wins a 3-day trip back.
Happy to report my daughter Faith was the winner of one of those trips when she got a 37-pound Chinook salmon. And not only do you get a free trip, you get a really nice jacket that makes you known as, you know, the person who caught the biggest fish of the year. So tons of fun out here. And something else we should talk about is the hospitality. You guys do it so well. I mean, there's only 30 guests at a time that are at the lodge, and you actually have as many staff as there are guests, don't you?
Yes, sir. 1-to-1 staff to guest ratio. So we really strive to know our guests before they arrive. We're going to find out all about you. We're going to ask you lots of questions before you come up to make sure we're totally ready to have all your wants and needs met and know your name when you step off the plane and shake your hand and just have you very comfortable the whole time. Cap Mac always says, the only thing the guests should lift when they're there is their rod and their fork.
I agree. And you do it so well. You really do. And we have to talk about the food, because the food is spectacular. It's not just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You actually have appetizers when you come in off the boat in the afternoon, too.
Yeah, that's one of the favorites, too, is the first day when you get back, your hors d'oeuvres. Not your dinner. Your hors d'oeuvre is the big seafood boil. We have Dungeness crab and spot prawns out there. Have a big boil for you down on the dock. And then then you go up to dinner. I mean, we focus on fresh local seafood, so you're eating halibut and crab and salmon the whole time you're there. So you do eat very well.
Oh, yes, you do indeed. Now, there's been some changes since the lodge sold, and you have some upgraded accommodations now, don't you?
Yes, sir. So they transitioned. They took my awesome view. I had the best view in the lodge. My office had the best view overlooking the cove, and they're turning that into guest accommodations, the offices. But we're going to call it, it's called the chalet now, and so that's going to be new accommodations. Has that big, awesome deck overlook, water view deck. And so that's going to be the newest upgraded accommodation. And we still have the cottage, the Coveside Pack Cabin is still available. And we have a couple of trips that still have availability for both of those during the season that it's not taken.
And one other thing we should mention is, you know, you are a seasonal lodge, and like every other lodge in Alaska, you're looking to hire this time of year. Do you still have some openings?
We do, yes, sir. So we have 3 shoreside staff positions that are still open, and we also have a new position we're creating this year that we're hiring for. So we still need a member of the maintenance team. We still need a hospitality team member, and also Chef Curtis needs a sous chef up in the culinary team. And then so the new position we're hiring for, we created a social media position. It's part of the office staff, and they're also going to be taking pictures, going out on the boats with the guests, and helping run our social media team with the marketing department just to really get that developed.
I thought that was your job, Steve.
I do a little of that. I'm more of the shaking hands and making sure that everybody's needs are taken care of and that nothing slips between the cracks. But they're going to be more like photographer and generating content. You know, that's the name of the game these days. You got to have your social media going and have a lot of content. And we have such good content all summer anyway. There's so much action every single day. There's something new going on there that we're going to have a staff member dedicated to doing that. And even go out on the boats with the guests too, which will generate a lot more pictures for you to take home too, if you agree to have them out on the boat with you that day.
Oh my gosh. Well, I might have to apply for that myself. But in the meantime, if you want to apply, just go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's a website for Sportsman's Cove Lodge, alaskasbestlodge.com. And you can apply for one of these jobs or book a trip. Trust me, it's wonderful. I'm going to be up there in July, the 6th or the 8th, and I hope to see some of you up there. It's going to be a ton of fun. It always is. I've never had a bad time at Alaska's Best Lodge, that's for sure. Sportsman's Cove Lodge is definitely the place to be. Prince of Wales Island, Southeast Alaska. The website, alaskasbestlodge.com. Steve, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you for having me, John. I look forward to seeing you again this summer. You and Faith.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at worksharptools.com.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts? You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We got our old friend Josh Warren online. He's with WorkSharp. And you always think of WorkSharp probably as a knife sharpening company, but they're more than that. They sharpen tools too. They've got all sorts of things to help you out with that. And with spring here right now, we need to talk about that very topic. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
It is springtime, and it's time to sharpen everything from shovels and hoes to lawnmower blades. What do you recommend when it comes to tool sharpening with your products from WorkSharp?
My favorite is, that's tried and true for us, it's the Knife and Tool Sharpener. Now on its second iteration, the Knife and Tool Sharpener Mark II. This is first and foremost a knife sharpener, but if we step past that, it's very simple to remove the angle guide. And now you're left with a small belt sander, basically, with a half-inch wide belt in a triangle configuration with an adjustable head so that you can manipulate that belt and get it into a lot of small places. Great example of this, and I'll try to describe that a little bit better, but it's a triangle belt shape that's driven by a motor, and then there's a handle attached to that. And so it's a handheld grinder with a very small half-inch wide belt. So the other day I'm mowing the grass, and we're in southern Oregon, so we have grass growing maybe a little earlier than some of the northwest, and I ran over a strap that I didn't see, and it bound up around my mower, and so I had to take the deck off of the riding mower and undo one blade, but I figured, hey, well, I'm here, I may as well sharpen it, and instead of having to take off the other blades, I was able to sharpen all three of them without removing the two.
Really?
So a great tool to get in, to get a sharp edge on a mower blade, or, you know, the same principle applies to a shovel or even a set of pruning shears, although usually I'll do those back on the workbench so that I have a little more control.
I love this concept. This is absolutely fantastic. All right. Now, I want to talk about something else. You know, WorkSharp, based in Ashland, Oregon, but you have a sister company, Drill Doctor, and you make and sell drill bit sharpeners. Didn't even know there was such a thing. Talk about a niche concept here. Tell me more about this.
You know, the niche is really what we do. We sell knife sharpeners and we sell drill bit sharpeners. And in a nutshell, those are two small niches of the world. But, man, sharp tools are critical to getting the job done. Drill Doctor is actually older than WorkSharp. It is part of the same company. It's part of the same team. We build them in Ashland, Oregon. So we have a line that's a line of about four different sharpeners, and they range from the 350X to the 750X, and essentially it's just the price point and features, and we allow customers to choose, you know, what they want from the size of the motor, so how fast it can sharpen the bit, to the size range of the bit that it will accept. Most of the tool sharpen bits from about 3/16 of an inch to the half-inch bits, and then the larger tools will sharpen up to 3/4-inch bits. But wood bits, metal bits, masonry bits, it's all about the relief that is cut in to the edge of that drill bit and making sure that the geometry lines up so that the relief edge on both sides of that cutting bit come to a point in the exact center. That really helps make sure that the bit doesn't walk when you're, you know, first starting to drill that hole, and that it cuts quickly. That's what these tools do. There's a chuck that helps align the bit into the right spot, and then a port that allows that bit to come in contact with a diamond wheel to regrind a new edge on. So if you're like I was, have a pile of drill bits, either an old coffee can or they just collected in a drawer of my workshop cabinet, you can sharpen those, bring them all back to life, save yourself probably a lot more than the cost of those bits.
I love this idea, and I am that guy that's got a bunch of drill bits that have kind of worn out, and I didn't even know there was something available to sharpen them. So definitely this is going to be something for me. So I noticed your lower price point is the drill bit hobbyist, the 350. Tell me about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is simple. Get in, get sharp, get back to work. A simple alignment port and then sharpening, and I believe the range on that is about 3/16 to a half an inch. And some of the things you don't get, which let me tell you this is the right tool for you, you don't get the ability to split the tip, which allows for, I would say, like double cutting action. So instead of two relief points, you have four relief points. It'd be like a helicopter with two blades or four blades.
Yeah.
And the angle is set at a specific angle, whereas there are technically a couple of different angles that you could grind into the edge of that drill bit. We just picked one for you. It's non-adjustable, and I believe that one's set at 118 degrees, for whatever that's worth to you guys who probably don't even know about that.
Well, tell me about the Drill Doctor X2 multi-tool, which is brand new.
Yeah, that is brand new. So that's a fun collaboration between the two brands. Like I said, we're all one team, but we give you knife sharpening on one side with a couple of slots and a WorkSharp Classic and Premium Abrasive, so you can sharpen knives or even a couple of multi-tools, scissors or hatchets. And then on the other side, it's basically the drill bit sharpener from that 350X. And so it's the simple, easy to use and cut to the chase drill bit sharpener. It's honestly a great tool for someone looking to have an all-in-one to sharpen most of your hand tools and drill bits.
I love it. Folks, if you want to find out more, go to drilldoctor.com. I mean, like I said, had no idea there was such a niche company as Drill Doctor that has actual drill bit sharpeners. But yes, they do, and multi-tool sharpeners as well. And again, if you want a knife sharpener, tool sharpener, we talk about it every week, just go to worksharptools.com. Gotta ask, every year you come out with something new. No, you can't always release it right away, but can you tease something for us this year?
So this year we've got a couple of exciting things in the works. And if you're aware of WorkSharp at all, you know that we've partnered with Ken Onion for a long time, and he's brought a lot of value to our business and the tools that we make. We're continuing our partnership with him this year. In a couple of ways. One, I was just telling John that we got back from shooting a video at Ken's shop. He lives in Hawaii. It was a terrible trip. And I'm excited to share his story. He's a fantastic human. And we're also continuing our work with the sharpener, so stay tuned for both of those in June of this year. If you are a user of our Professional Precision Adjust, which is our top-of-the-line manual sharpening system for knives, we are continuing to build on that platform, and we're going to have some fun accessories and upgrades for that later this year as well. So those are some new things coming from WorkSharp.
All right. Well, you can find out more by going to worksharptools.com. And by the way, they've got a great deal going on. The more you buy, the more you save. Check it out. Trust me on this. You're going to like it. It's worksharptools.com. You can also find WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners in quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over North America. Josh, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Glad to be here. Thanks, John.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee.
Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy Rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Nate Rees on the line. He is the, well, he's a state lead for Trout Unlimited in the state of Arizona. They've got a special trout down there. It's called the Apache Trout. It's not only the state trout for Arizona, but it's also a trout that's being removed from the endangered species list, something you don't hear about that often. Nate, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, John, for having me. And yeah, it's a pretty special time we're in right now. Being a sport fish, I think it's the first sport fish to ever be proposed for delisting. So yeah, we're really excited here and so special to have our own kind of personal native trout here in Arizona.
I think most of our listeners are completely unaware of the Apache trout, what it looks like. Why don't you go ahead and describe it to our listeners?
Sure. I mean, it's a native trout to Arizona. It resides both on the White Mountain Apache Tribe Reservation and public lands. And it's goldish in color, you know, kind of black spots, white tips on the fins. But it's been described as kind of a golden trout in this kind of historic record. You know, when we see stringers full of 100 trout in old historic photos, the description was it's the golden trout. So, yeah, I would say goldish in color, but lives in the headwaters and spawns in main stems. So it can range from, you know, 5 or 6 inches up to, you know, 14, 15, 16 inches we found in the main stem.
You know, when people think of Arizona, they always think of the desert. But the fact of the matter is, in the White Mountains, it's anything but that. And the Apache tribe actually started taking steps to conserve the Apache trout way back in 1955. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the White Mountain Apache tribe, they, you know, realized that this fish was essentially being stressed, whether it was from grazing techniques, you know, logging practices, overfishing, and introduction of non-natives. And they took the first step to put in their own regulations on their own reservation to stop fishing for the Apache trout. And this was before the Endangered Species Act even. So they had the foresight to protect this fish before we as a government recognized it. So yeah, they've been a conservation partner, of course, from the beginning, and they've been the real leaders in the restoration of their species of the Apache trout. And we've been trying to follow and keep up with them. But to be honest, we've been taking their lead because they played such a pivotal role in the preservation and restoration of this species.
The Apache trout has been listed as an endangered species. What's been done to recover the species?
Mostly, you know, what's been done is habitat restoration, removal of non-native species within their historic range. And so on the public land side, at least the part of the side that Trout Unlimited works mostly on, we've worked with the Forest Service and the Game and Fish Department to help reintroduce native populations in the headwater. So it involves backpacking fish in and restocking Apache trout back into their historic streams. We've done habitat restoration work. You know, there's certain areas of the forest that, you know, habitat wasn't what it was 100 years ago from a collection of reasons, but we've worked to do habitat restoration to open up more spawning and connection of habitat. You know, I'd say the biggest goal that we're working to and the biggest threat that the Apache trout faces, essentially on public lands at least, is connection of habitat. You know, right now we're seeing a lot of isolation in headwater streams. And what we're working towards is a metapopulation and connectivity of stream systems. So say there is a wildfire or historic drought or, you know, something's happening, those fish can move out of those headwater sections into a main stem and then find refuge in another stream. And so what we're really working towards is connectivity on the landscape. And we've done that in a few cases, but there can always be more. So I think what's really going to help this fish into the future, you know, especially with the future that we're looking in with getting a little drier in the Southwest, a little warmer, is going to be connection of the landscape. And that's our main focus. Trout Unlimited's main focus, the Forest Service, Game and Fish Department, we're working towards that.
You know, the restocking efforts, very old school. We're not talking by helicopter, by plane. We're talking about backpacking in 5-gallon buckets of trout, aren't we?
That's right, yep. We rely heavily on volunteers. It will be, just like you said, a 5-gallon bucket, almost filled completely to the top with water, a lid on top, of course, a little aerator pump for the trout. And, yeah, sometimes we're backpacking these trout 5 or 6 miles each way. So it's quite a dedication from our volunteers and from the people. But it's such a special fish, and people are so connected to this fish in the landscape that they're happy to do it.
Getting back to the landscape where these trout thrive, the White Mountains, you know, I look at it and it reminds me of the Pacific Northwest and the Cascade Mountains. It's not what people think of as Arizona at all.
No, not at all. It's the White Mountains range is anywhere from 7 to up to 11,000 feet. We have lush, wet meadows. It holds water. You know, there's hundreds of perennial streams that hold water year-round. And it really is its kind of own pocket of refuge in the state of Arizona. You know, other throughout the rest of the state, it's really dependent on rainfall, you know, to produce forage and that for big game animals. But in the White Mountains, it's pretty much water year-round and can sustain drought. And so, yeah, we see that as our main focus for TU's project work is in that White Mountains, because we know if we dump a couple million dollars into a project that you know, our climate models show that there's going to be water there for the next 100 years. You know, we're not worried about the impacts of climate change as much in those sort of areas as we are, you know, maybe other parts of Arizona. So the special place and Arizona as a whole is so special in its diversity. You know, I think we have 8 to 10 different binomes, so different types of elevation or different types of habitat, you know, spanning different elevation ranges across the whole state. So our diversity of species and ecosystems in the state is really unique and I think one of a kind.
The trout is being proposed for delisting. Does that mean you can actually fish for them now or not?
Yeah, so they're being proposed for delisting. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made the announcement, has solicited comments, and that this was back in, I believe, October that they solicited comments. We submitted comments in support of the delisting as well as of a lot of other groups. But yes, you currently can fish for them. There's, I think, roughly 5 streams on public lands within the Apache Sitka's National Forest that you can fish for these trout. And as we work towards opening up more streams by conducting more restoration projects, that number will just grow. You know, we're finding the more habitat restoration that we can do, the better these populations are thriving. And, of course, the better the populations do, then we can recommend those streams for open to angling. So, yeah, we're definitely making an impact on the landscape, and it's something that someone can travel to and fish for, and, you know, they can count it towards their native and wild trout challenge and, you know, get a coin for it, essentially.
Last but not least, Nate, you're a bit of a movie star. You actually are in a film about the restoration of the Apache trout. Where can folks see this documentary film?
Yeah, John, if they want to learn more about Apache trout and see the film, it's actually on one of Trout Unlimited's landing pages. That's going to be prioritywaters.tu.org/resilience. And resilience is the name of the video that we've created. And it's a really great video that kind of overviews the historic story of the Apache trout. We have a lot of interviews with the White Mountain Apache Tribe, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Game and Fish, and, you know, showcasing everyone banding together and working towards one common goal of restoring the species that has been so resilient through the decades.
I couldn't agree more. Definitely worth a watch. Again, the website, prioritywaters.tu.org/resilience. Check it out. Learn more about the Apache trout. And if you are into cold water fisheries conservation, definitely go to tu.org because Trout Unlimited is all about that. Nate, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks for having me.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at 4 set angles. 3 premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. To join us, go to pheasantsforever.org.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Will Brantley on the line. He's the hunting editor for Field & Stream. And as we told you a few weeks ago, Field & Stream is back in print. If you go to fieldandstream.com, sign up to be a member of the 1871 Club, and you can start getting a print subscription of this iconic magazine. Not only that, you're going to get other content that's going to be delivered to you via email. And I just got an article delivered to me written by Will a few years ago, but it's an evergreen article. It's about the four different types of turkey hunters you are likely to encounter in the field this spring. Will, great to have you back on the air.
John, thanks for having me back, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, it's early March here. We're recording this, but it's been a warm spring here in Kentucky, and it is already looking a little bit like turkey season. And in fact, I saw my first two strutting birds of the year this week. So hopefully they slow down a little bit. Our season doesn't open here for about another month, but I can tell the turkeys are feeling it, and I'm definitely feeling it too. I'm ready to get out there.
Well, I know you love to go turkey hunting in both Kentucky and Tennessee, and you always end up with some good stories after your hunts too. But let's talk about these four different types of turkey hunters, and then we'll talk about should they hunt together or not. What's one that you consider? We'll talk, maybe start off with the most experienced type of turkey hunter.
Yeah, well, you know, that article was a fun one. I put it together, gosh, almost 10 years ago. And, you know, and I don't bore your readers too much with getting into the weeds and the details of each one of them. Like you say, it's out there and folks can read it. But, you know, I kind of broke it down by four different types of personalities. You know, you had kind of the old school sage type, you know, sort of the purist, you know, has been turkey hunting for a long time, likes to call a bird up in the woods one-on-one with no decoys. And then talk about the guys who, you know, really like to call. I mean, aggressive, you know, kind of really regardless of the situation. They're throwing a bunch of different calls out there. You got the folks who are really energetic, the go-getters who they've never seen the turkey that they didn't want to try to get a little closer to. maybe they're crawling up on it with a fan or a reaper decoy. And then, of course, you got the guys that, you know, kind of just the polar opposite of that. They like to camp out in the field edge in a nice, comfortable ground blind, maybe with a cooler of soft drinks in there and a bunch of decoys and, you know, wait and see how things unfold. And, you know, kind of the goal of writing that years ago was to show that, like, you know, hey, one of the great things about turkey hunting is there are a lot of different ways to go about it. They can all be effective at one point or another. And I mean, you know, you get two different personalities like the go-getter and the ground blind sitter together. And man, they might drive each other crazy, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all out there to have a good time. It's kind of funny because my first hunting column for the new print edition of Field and Stream is really, I didn't really write it as like a sequel to that original one necessarily, but I kind of look at it now and it's almost like a commentary, you know, 10 years later. I mean, a lot of things have changed in the turkey woods since I wrote that first piece. You know, some of the turkey populations in different areas have had some declines, and I think there have been some real and important questions asked about, you know, hunting styles and tactics and some of the gear that we use, and a little bit of a throwback to some of the more passive, the purest hunting styles, you know, without the decoys and things. And I have a column coming out just kind of, examining some of that and doing a little self-reflection, honestly. So, it was good that you brought up that old story. That one was a lot of fun to write, but it's still, like you say, it's timely today because it does kind of break down the different hunting styles, you know, that we can use for chasing birds.
Let's talk about you, Mr. Will Brantley. What kind of turkey hunter were you when you wrote this article, and what kind of turkey hunter are you now?
You know, when I wrote the article, I mean, I've shot turkeys, you know, all of the above ways. You know, I've killed them out of ground blinds and snuck up ditches and I grew up calling them in the woods with no decoys. My dad was a really avid turkey hunter, and you know, and he kind of cut his teeth, so to speak, you know, in the early 80s here in Kentucky when the turkeys had really just been restored, you know. And I mean, a lot of the modern advances that we have now, they didn't even exist. You know, there were really only a few turkey calls on the market, and back then that's how you did it. You know, you found the bird gobbling in the woods and tried to put a hill between yourself and the bird, you know, and that way when he pops his head up over the hill to get to where he can see the, you know, the quote unquote hen, you know, he's in gun range, hopefully. And I would say, you know, back then, my favorite way to hunt turkeys was just like that, in kind of that purest, you know, style. But I had no problem with picking up a strutter decoy and crawling across the field to antagonize a bird into a fight and getting a charge to me. And I mean, that's still a fun way to hunt. I have, you know, as I've gotten a little older and maybe matured a little bit and kind of done a lot of research and writing about the turkey declines. You know, I do think there's a place in the conversation to at least debate tactics like that. You know, I think, fanning and reaping, I definitely am not I'm opposed to anybody using a legal tactic where they are, but I also think it's okay to ask those questions. Like, you know, there was a time years ago when that dominant bird out in a field with his hens, that was a bird that, you know, was pretty tough. You might chase a bird like that all season before you got the chance at him. And you know, with some of those changing tactics, you know, a bird like that can be pretty easy pickings, and you have to start asking the questions like, you know, how is that impacting, you know, reproductive success and things like that. And I think as turkey hunters who love the resource, it's kind of our responsibility to sometimes ask those tough questions. And, you know, it's okay, I think, to go back and forth a little bit. But yeah, I guess that's where I land now. Definitely a more conservative turkey hunter than I probably used to be. Honestly, because I don't, you know, there aren't as many turkeys around as there used to be. And so, you know, I feel like I have to kind of play it a little safer when I do get on a bird. You know, I hunt a lot of big public ground tracks and might go a few days before I hear a bird gobbling. So when I do, you know, I'm playing it pretty carefully. Sometimes I'm sticking with them a little bit longer than I used to. And I tend to travel light these days. I don't like to carry a lot of decoys. I don't usually carry much other than a few mouth calls and my shotgun and maybe a bottle of water. And, you know, that's kind of the way I go about it. But I will still, I like to hunt with my son. He's 9 years old, my wife. And, you know, there's still times that, yeah, you know, we might set up a ground blind on a food plot, or, you know, we might use decoys if the scenario dictates it. And, you know, there's still times that I'll pull out that fan and use it to help me get a little bit closer. So I definitely don't pigeonhole myself into one category, but I think if I were to have to pick one, it would be kind of the old school, you know, purist type up in the woods these days.
We're pretty fortunate here in the Pacific Northwest where I live that our turkey populations are pretty stable. You've mentioned the decline, and others have mentioned the decline of the eastern turkey in your neck of the woods, Tennessee and Kentucky. Have they reduced bag limits in recent years? And if not, do you foresee that happening?
Oh, they sure have, yeah. They haven't really changed much of the framework in Kentucky. But in Tennessee, you know, and I live right on the state line. I live actually on the Kentucky side of the state line, but I'm 10 minutes, and so I jump back and forth to both states and frequently will hunt both states in the same day. And when I first started hunting in Tennessee years ago, I believe the annual bag limit was 4 turkeys, and then they reduced it to 3, and now it's down to 2. And Tennessee has, you know, in addition to reducing the bag limit, they've also moved their opening date about 2 weeks later. And, you know, some of the turkey declines have really prompted a lot of new research and things that are pretty interesting. And, you know, and what some of the research seems to be suggesting is it's not always just the sure number of gobblers that are killed in the spring, the timing of that harvest. And, you know, Kentucky's season framework has always been set up as such that the season didn't open until the biologists felt that most of the hens were already on the nest. You know, they were already incubating eggs. And, you know, that's around April 15th around here. But Tennessee's opened a few weeks earlier, and some of the research has suggested that, you know, when you have too much hunting pressure on those really dominant birds really early in the season, that can actually throw the whole breeding cycle out of whack, you know, and so that's the rationale behind moving it a little bit later. And yeah, I mean, the trade-off is, it's like right now you're seeing those birds strut and gobble and you're worried they're going to be finished up by the time season comes in, but you know, really that just doesn't seem to be the case. And honestly, I'm of the opinion that, like, you know, hey, if that's the little sacrifice we have to make to ensure that we've got a bunch of turkeys for my son to hunt when he's a grown man, I'm all for it. And you know, and I don't mind a bit to, you know, to cut back on the bag limits a little bit. I mean, I purposely, you know, only killed, you know, a bird in Kentucky the last several years because, you know, again, like, I'm trying to take a little pressure off the areas that I've grown up hunting. I know my son wants to shoot a bird. My wife wants to shoot a bird. And, you know, I don't have to fill every tag allowed by law to have had a really good season, you know, and to have plenty of turkey meat in the freezer and to have a lot of fun. And I guess that's where I fall now. And honestly, I would say really here over the last couple of years, at least anecdotally speaking, turkeys seem to have made a little bit of a comeback, you know, where some of the winter flocks have been pretty big. I had a really good season last year. I was in a lot of gobbling, saw a lot of turkeys. And, you know, and so, I mean, if these little steps that we're taking, they might seem like an inconvenience at the time, but if incrementally they're working, I'm all for them.
So much more we could discuss on this topic, but we are out of time. So, folks, go to fieldandstream.com, check out the articles by Will Brantley on turkey hunting and all sorts of other hunting. He is, after all, the hunting editor for this iconic publication. And consider subscribing through the 1871 Club and get that print publication delivered right to your door. Will, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
And on that note, it is time to go. I'd like to thank our great guests today, Stephen Crook with Sportsman's Cove Lodge, Nate Rees with Trout Unlimited, Josh Warren with WorkSharp, and of course, Will Brantley, the hunting editor of Field & Stream. If you didn't catch the whole show, we'll have it available as a podcast in a couple of days. Just look for America Outdoors Radio wherever you hear podcasts.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KC243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Talks aimed at securing a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas likely to resume tomorrow. Hamas has reportedly given mediators a new proposal for their three-stage plan to end the fighting. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says although President Biden is sending some arms to Israel, he's withholding something far more critical.
What Israel has needed from the beginning is diplomatic and narrative support, particularly in international forums.
Talent adds President Biden's action prolonging the war in Gaza. He says that's because Hamas is hoping that international pressure will force Israel to end the war.
If they knew that wasn't going to happen, there would at least be a chance that they would seek a way to end this consistent with Israeli security and return of the hostages.
Talent says what Israel needs right now the most is U.S. moral support. Also at townhall.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he'll be voting in favor of the legislation that would force Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell TikTok, if the popular social media app is to be allowed in America.
There's a lot of different bills to regulate TikTok in this country, but clearly what Congressman Gallagher and his counterparts in the House have done has gotten the widest consensus, and it gets the job done.
Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to new owners.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok to make sure it's owned by Americans, who are not going to exploit your data for their own purposes or turn it into a propaganda tool of Chinese communism.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Tony Bennett being memorialized in a special way.
A cable car dedicated to the late Tony Bennett rolls past the landmark Fairmont Hotel, where the singer first performed the song that would forever tie him to San Francisco. On Valentine's Day last month, San Francisco officials dedicated one of the city's iconic cable cars to Bennett. His "I Left My Heart in San Francisco" included a line about the city where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. Bennett was a great friend to the cable cars and to San Francisco. Car 53 was being restored after an accident when the idea came up to dedicate it to Bennett. Keith Peters reporting.
McDonald's apologizing for a global technology outage that shuttered some restaurants for hours. McDonald's does say the outage was not an issue involving any type of cybersecurity. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A rather unique smoking ban.
A Massachusetts town that adopted an unusual ordinance banning the sale of tobacco to anyone born in the 21st century is being looked at as a possible model for other cities and towns, hoping to further clamp down on cigarettes and other tobacco products. The bylaw is the first of its kind in the country. It was adopted by Brookline in 2020 and upheld by the state's highest court. The ruling opens the door for other Massachusetts communities to adopt similar bans that would, decades from now, eventually bar all future generations from buying tobacco. John Scott reporting.
A Navajo state senator in Arizona says she's hoping for final approval of her measure to tighten regulations for rehab facilities. That comes amid widespread fraud that has bilked millions of Medicaid dollars, and hundreds of Native Americans seeking help for addictions have also been scammed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your schnauzer acting a little shy? Does your rescued feline have you in a total frenzy? Are you being pushed around by your little pug? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to understand your dog or cat's behavior, well, kind of as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, you have a dog, you have a cat, the dog is jumping, digging, scratching, the cat's not using the litter box, keeps you up at night, pooped on your bed, hates the new cat, can't take your dog for a walk because if he sees another dog, he turns into Cujo and goes nuts. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues that you may be confronting with your pets, but a lot more likely, any issues that your pets may be confronting with you. By the way, if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. If you want to share a story about a wonderful dog or cat you rescued, we'll talk to you as well. And let me just remind everybody that everyone that calls into the show that hasn't spoken to me in a while will in fact get a fabulous, let me take that back, their dog or cat will get an absolutely fabulous gift. And if you're thinking about what they're going to get, many of the items I give away are worth as much as $20, $30, $40, even $50. So if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to find out why they behave the way they do, great time to give me a call. And if you get through, as I said, and we talk, I will be sending a great gift to your best friend. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, although there's a real good possibility that Warren's not going to get to all of it because your questions and your comments are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd like to talk to you guys about on today's show. You know, we all, everybody, wants a well-behaved dog. And there are many, many different approaches to training your dogs. I mean, let's face it, everyone's a dog trainer. Now you're getting advice from everybody. We all want a well-behaved dog, but what is the right type of training for you and your dog? What does LIMA, L-I-M-A, stand for? LIMA. What does it stand for, and how does it relate to your dog's training? Really important topic. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on the show today. Also coming up, I didn't get to it last week. What a shock. I ran out of time. But anyway, what we're going to do is I want to share, and this is kind of interesting because I bet you can't guess what it is. I want to share with you what your cats have in common with Major League Baseball, what your felines have in common with Major League Baseball, and it may not be what you're thinking. Probably not. Also coming up, do you have one of those dogs that goes absolutely crazy when he sees a dog or any other animal on TV? Makes no difference what kind of animal it is, a rhino, an elephant, a dog, a cat. Your dog sees it, he goes absolutely nuts. Why is that? And is there anything you can do about that? We'll talk about that as well. And tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day. So, of course, it's the Old Pet Show today. And coming up, I'm going to share all the different Irish animals with you, the Irish dogs, the Irish cats. And by the way, if you want to call me and you think you know what they are, feel free as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that new puppy's, that new kitten's confused about the litter box, or that new puppy's not housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs and some people, and your dog literally believes anything he sees moving or not, he must hump, give me a call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. And the question of the day is this. You know, even I get in a bad mood once in a while. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I wanted to ask this question. Do your dogs and your cats react to your moods? Do your dogs and cats react if you're in a real excited, upbeat, da-la mood, or if you're depressed or not feeling well? Do your pets react to your moods? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. Again, the number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Lots of great stuff to give away, so be patient with me. I'll get to your phone calls. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food. Yeah, Kitty Lickies are back in stock. Copies of my best-selling books, those air horns that every single pet guardian should have, those amazing T-shirts that say, "None of my friends walk upright." Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. How about I start out with a phone call right now, and we are going to my friend Edith. Hi, Edith. Welcome to the Pet Show, and thank you for being so patient. I know you waited for a long time on my LA show, so how can I help you out today?
Not a problem. Great to be on your show. I have a Belgian Malinois that comes to the office with me, and she turns into Cujo, trying to eat all of anybody strange that comes in. And yeah, I know, have...
I'm just saying, it's an interesting breed of dog. The Belgian Tervuren, and did you say Tervuren, right?
She is a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, Malinois, not a Tervuren. Okay, so Belgian Malinois is an incredible breed of dog. It's a very, very bright breed of dog. As a matter of fact, it's kind of one of the most popular breeds now being used by militaries around the country, police organizations around the country. They're great dogs. Now, how old is your Malinois, Edith?
She's three.
And how long, have you had her?
I had her since she was 9 weeks.
9 weeks old. And how many puppies were in the litter? Do you remember?
There were 8 puppies, 7 boys, and she was the runt.
She was the only girl. Okay. So yeah. she might have been pushed around by some of the other puppies in the litter. Now she's 3 years old, and she goes to work with you. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she comes to work with me every day.
And what, and when you sit, hear me out, do you sit at a desk with her?
Yes. She's in my office.
And when people approach you, she becomes aggressive towards them?
Well, okay, so they don't actually approach me. We have an entry room, and when people come into the entry room and she sees them come in, and we have a window that, you know, it's like open, and they can hear her go bananas when she
okay, so let's go back. Let's go back a little bit further. So the dog goes crazy when other people come into that office outside of your office or that other room. If you're walking her, what's the dog's name, by the way?
Gracie.
If you're walking Gracie down the streets in California and you see people, what's Gracie's reaction at that point?
Okay, now after she turned one, this all happened after she turned one, and I don't know why. Nothing happened. People would just walk towards me and maybe want to talk to me, and she would just, like, go bananas. But now she has stopped that, and so I can walk her, and usually we can walk.
Well, let's say you're walking her down the street, and I come up and I say, "Hey, Edith, how you doing?" I go to shake your hand. What is Gracie's reaction going to be?
Oh, yeah, she will go mad on you.
Okay, here's what you need to do, okay? It's an interesting breed of dog. I had the opportunity of working extensively with the Malinois when I was stationed in Europe. I did a lot of Schutzhund work with them, an advanced type of training, as well as French ring sport training with them also. It's an incredible breed of dog, sometimes a little too smart for the people, and it's not a negative. But I think at this point, when you have a dog that's showing this much aggressive behavior or assertive behavior, what you need to do is you need to work with a professional, have them come into your home, make sure the type of training that they're doing is very positive, because what's happening right now is every time the dog gets away with that assertive behavior, it reinforces that behavior. And it sounds to me like, you know, it will take, when you're dealing with that type of behavior, sometimes it does take a professional, someone who really knows what they're doing, to come in and work with you. So the one thing you want to do is you want to get some names of trainers and behaviorists in your area. You're lucky you live in Southern California. There are plenty of really qualified behaviorists there. If it sounds like it's abusive, if it smells like it's abusive, or if the trainer says to you, we got to put a spike collar on the dog, an electronic collar on the dog, give him a cup of coffee and tell him to leave. That's not the approach you want to take. What we want to do is build up the dog's confidence and let the dog realize. Now, I want you to understand that these dogs can be assertive, but at the same time, they can be pussycats. How do I know? Just look at the dogs that are being used by the LAPD. A lot of Malinois. I've been on ride-alongs with them, and they're great with people, but at the same time, they can be protective. So I think at this point, what I'm going to recommend is that you contact a qualified behaviorist, speak with your veterinarian, and see if that makes a difference. Then give me a call back in a couple of weeks. Let me know what they say, Edith. I appreciate the phone call. Let's send Edith some Lucy pet food for a dog, and I appreciate that call. It's a tough one. You know, whenever you're dealing with aggressive or assertive, thank you. Whenever you're dealing with aggressive or assertive behavior, it's very difficult to resolve unless you have someone who really understands what they're talking about, especially with a breed as great as a Malinois. So that's why very rarely do you hear me recommend, but I think having a good qualified trainer come into the house and work with the dog Build up the dog's confidence. Lots of times the aggressive behavior is due to lack of confidence, not overconfidence. Great call, by the way, Edith. Give Gracie a hug and a kiss. I'm sure she's coming around. Keep us posted, though. I'm all sure we want to hear from you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. A quick break. Then we got John, Charlie, Debbie, and Robert. But right now I'm bragging. If you want your dog to have the healthiest digestion, avoid excessive shedding, make sure your dog is getting antioxidants and the best food available and the best supplement available, you might want to try my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses over 35 years ago with the top veterinarians in the world. About 5 years ago, we redid it. And now it is absolutely by far the most successful supplement in terms of preventing shedding, dander, and dry skin and hot spots. Listen to me carefully. Hugs and Kisses supplement can rebuild the total health of your pet. Now, I developed it for my own pets, and here's what it has. Glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent any issues with hips, joints, and bones. It also has probiotics and prebiotics, the combination unbeatable to make sure your dog or cat has the healthiest gut they possibly can have. My Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement feeds really work to help prevent excessive shedding, gone. Dry skin, gone. Hot spots, gone. Bare spots, gone. With just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why every jar has my face and signature on the label. That's why Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements for your dogs and cats is now an Amazon's choice. You can get Hugs and Kisses supplements. They're available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that, ThePetShow.com. Or if you're like me and you want to talk to someone, call my office. If we're not there, we'll call you back. Write this number down, 1-800-430-HUGS. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog and cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your
own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No smelly cats here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat and want to find out why they behave the way they do, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do your dogs and cats react to your mood? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Let's take a call right now from my friend John in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, John, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure, John. I'm looking at my computer screen. I know you're calling me about a cat that has a heart murmur. Now, my background is more behaviorally, obviously, than it is veterinary. However, when it comes to cats and heart murmurs, how old is your cat, John?
Well, he's not, to me, he's not that old. He's, she's going to be 9 and September 1st, so she's like a little bit past eight and a half.
Yeah, for a cat, that's okay. So, you know, determining on the heart murmur, heart murmur in cats, and again, you're a little bit above my pay grade, but you know, generally, the vets will grade the heart murmur from 1 to 6.
As far as I could hear, he didn't grade it. He just said it's a bit of a heart murmur. He listened again. You said just a small heart murmur. And the problem I have with it, because my other cat had it and he died in 2009, he had a heart murmur, but it became heart failure, you know, and they said he was Maine Coon cat, but I never saw any hair in the tips. He was just a big cat. So I guess that's how they know he was Maine Coon. And she is too. Her father must have been Maine Coon because she has the face, the red nose, the hair on her end of her ears. And yeah, he told me to, you know, go see a cardiologist, and he gave me a list. And I tell you, there's cardiologists for cats they're rare. I mean,
here's the bottom line. Your vet's right on target, okay? The Maine Coon, the Maine Coon cats are prone to moderate to severe. So, you know, that's something you should check into. I'm assuming that a cardiologist is around. You're not going to find a specific feline cardiology. You want to go to a veterinary cardiologist at this point. And that's where I would be going at this point, to a veterinary cardiologist. Now, it's not the heart murmur. What they're concerned about is what's causing that heart murmur. That's the underlying cause. So I would definitely, before you go any further with me, I would definitely make a visit to a veterinary cardiologist. But I've had cats with heart murmurs that live normal, healthy, happy lives. So it's nothing to be crazy about as long as you're taking care of it properly.
Yes. I called you because you had so many cats. I had a lot of cats too, but you know, sometimes a cat would die, we wouldn't even know it had a heart murmur. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly right. That's why, you know, when you notice a change in your dog or cat's behavior, the first thing you want to do is have a conversation with your vet. So that's what I would be doing at this point, is seeking out a veterinary cardiologist. You're in Connecticut. There are some great schools around you. You can contact even the people in New York up at Cornell. I got to move on, John, but I want you to call me back and let me know what the final diagnosis is. Don't go in there. I'm going to send you, in the meantime, in Connecticut, I'm sending you some kitty lickies to keep that cat happy until we get the total diagnosis. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show is 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have Charlie in Vermont. We got Debbie in Delaware. Robert in Tennessee. We got Mark in Delaware as well. 877-725-8255. The phone number. A quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. I'm Warren. Next time you're listening to the Pet Show.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 3653793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And we are Rockin' Robin here on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Lucy Pet Food, Hugs and Kisses. Kitty Licky's back in stock. T-shirts, all great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, do your pets react to your mood? Do they know if you're in a good mood or a bad mood or no mood at all? I'd love to hear from you again. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. And if you call and we get to talk, I will send you a great gift. Hey, just before I get back to the phone lines here, it happened again. Yes, folks, a second time. How many people out there have spent money to send in to find out what breeds of dogs their blended breed has in them? Getting that DNA test, I didn't know what it cost, because I could care less what breeds of dog my dog has in them. But anyway, the bottom line is this. A lot of people spent a lot of money to find out what breeds of dogs are part of their blended breeds makeup. Well, it seems like one person decided they were going to check it out. So what they did, and this is the second time it happened, they took human DNA, that's right, human DNA, sent it to the DNA company that analyzes dog DNA. They sent the human sample to them, and the human sample came back reportedly that the lady was 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Shar Pei, and 25% Labrador. I don't know. Something's kind of screwy there. This was human DNA and said that she was Malamute, Shar Pei, and Labrador. So who cares what their dog is? Unless there's an illness involved, who really cares? 877-725-8255, the phone number. We are going to take you guys in order. We got Charlie, Debbie, Robert, and Mark, but right now it's Charlie in Vermont. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I could not be better. What can I do for you, Charlie?
Well, I'm like the first lady who called. My German Shepherd, she's a three-year-old. Anyone comes close to me, I mean, she, like, if I have a nurse that comes and sees me once a week,
yeah,
and, you know, I have to have her put away because, you know, the nurse is close to me, you know, doing her tests, whatever.
Well, it's almost kind of understandable with the nurse kind of probing and poking, so that I can understand.
Right,
it's a 3-year-old German Shepherd, Charlie, right?
Right, but I say if I'm, you know, that was then. If I'm out walking now with her and someone just comes close to me, or if I start talking to someone and they talk back to me, she reacts to that.
What's the reaction? Tell me, explain to me exactly what you're saying at that point.
Barking, you know, an aggressive, you know, don't come close.
A deep bark? Was it a deep bark or a high-pitched bark?
I don't really.
Let me go a little bit further with you. The dog's three years old. You've had the dog since it was a puppy?
Yes.
When did the aggression start?
I think she was round two, I think.
Okay, can you think of any pinpoint, any reasons, any abuse that took place, anything that happened that could have provoked that?
No, nothing. I was sick for, you know, I got her at 8 weeks old, and right after that, I got sick for a long time. And
all right, so let me go back and figure out what's going on here, okay? So
okay.
You got the dog when she was 8 weeks old. You took the dog in. I love German Shepherds. You know how much I love them. I got a big tattoo on my leg. The great dogs. You took the dog in at 8 weeks old. You got sick at that point or soon after that. So, therefore, the dog was spending a lot of time with you at home, wasn't getting a lot of socializing and exposure. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so therefore, it makes no difference. Let's forget what happened in the past. Let's go back to what's happening now. What we want to do is counter-condition the situation now, where when she sees people, she associates it with something positive versus something negative. What I would recommend that you do is when you do take her outside for a walk, maybe down the block you could have someone who already knows her name and say, hey, how you doing? And maybe throw a treat down and walk by. What I want the dog to start seeing is when people react to her, there's no need for her to react because nothing negative is going to happen. You're just going to continue walking. What happens very often when a dog starts to show aggressive behavior, the guardian becomes scared. And it's understandable, but you pull the dog back saying, no, stop it. And your anxiety and your fear goes from one end of the leash to the other. That's why I am such a proponent of good, solid, basic training. Forget about the fact that the dog sits. Forget about the fact that the dog lies down. It gives you a positive way to communicate with the dog in a way that the dog understands because you've taken the time to educate her. So right now, if the dog is being aggressive, Charlie, it's no, 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 stop, what do I do? Had you spent time or have we spent the time now, it's never too late. I work with dogs 11, 12 years old. It's never too late. If we take the time now to do some good basic training and we make sure that every time the dog sees someone from this point further, it always ends in a positive note. They learn through the associative memory. So if you do it 9 times right and the 10th time you blow it, that's the time the dog remembers. So you need some consistency. Now, it may be that you need some professional help to come in and work with you at the beginning, but the bottom line is this is not an aggressive dog. This is a dog with a situation where it's more fearful and possessive and lack of socialization is causing a problem. So it's not a bad dog. It's not a problem dog. It's a dog with an issue. And it breaks my – I love German Shepherds. You know that. And I've taken so many out of shelters and worked with German Shepherd Rescue. Horrible situations where the dogs were, believe me, a lot more assertive than your dog is. I want you to take the time, focus on some good positive training, find someone in your neighborhood who can work with you that's using only positive reinforcement. Little by little, build up the dog's confidence, and little by little, the aggressive behavior will start to disappear.
Thank you.
Hey, do you have a copy of my book?
Yes, I was given your book.
I want you to read the chapter specifically on assertive or aggressive behavior, but I do think at this point with a breed like a shepherd, which are so smart and so incredible, what I want you to do is I want you to really focus, and if you can, maybe get a recommendation from your vet or someone else to have someone come into the home and actually start working with not correcting the dog for the aggressive behavior, but building up the dog's confidence so there's no need to be aggressive. It's like taking the smallest kid in school who gets beat up all the time, teaching him karate. Once he knows karate, he's not scared anymore. He doesn't become aggressive. He doesn't become assertive. He just becomes more confident, and that's what we want to do for the dog. We want to build up that confidence. You don't have to teach your dog taekwondo, but I would get a good qualified trainer in there working with you. I think it's going to make all the difference for you, Charlie.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, don't go anywhere. Let's put Charlie on hold, and we're going to send Charlie some hugs and kisses for his German Shepherd. Great call, by the way, Charlie. You know, that's two in a row that we had. Not two in a row, but two dogs. We're going to get to you, Debbie, Robert, Mark. Don't go anywhere. Showing this aggressive behavior. And I would say that 85% of aggressive behavior is either due to lack of early exposure or sometimes it's caused by abusive training and overly assertive training, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later on this show. But generally speaking, it's usually when I'm dealing with dogs that have had and most dogs by the time they're a year old, they could have had like 5 different homes already. So when you're dealing with aggressive behavior, rather than being angry at the dog or getting tough with the dog, and this is where trainers blow it sometimes, the best trainer, before they try to resolve a problem, always takes the time to figure out what is causing the problem first. Resolving it without knowing the cause is never a long-term function. try to figure, we don't always know, but sometimes we do our best to try to figure out the cause and then resolve it in a positive way from that point further. Great call, by the way, Charlie. Give that dog a hug for me. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. The question of the day is, do your pets react to your moods? I'll send you a gift even if you have an answer to that. I got hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Also coming up, we're going to take a look at what baseball and your cat, Major League Baseball and your cat, may have in common. Think about that one while I take a quick break here. Listen, I want to tell you about my friends at Delta Rescue. You listen to the Pet Show, which means you love animals, right? But if you knew that what you were donating, every single dollar you donated, you could change the destiny, make a difference for thousands of dogs and cats that were deserted in the cities, in the wild, in the woods, in the forests, all across America, of course that's a legacy all of my listeners would want to leave behind. For over 43 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue could never do the absolutely life-saving, amazing work they do every single day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives, and I want you to listen to this next sentence because this is so different than everyone else. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. And that cost a lot. Delta is the group that I believe deserves your dollars. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. See, a bequest to Delta will make your legacy work for the animals when you need it most, right now. It also avoids fundraising costs, and for you, it would provide tax benefits. It's a win-win situation. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your money's doing what it should be doing, going directly to help the animals. But I get it. You may not be ready. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, big, small, whatever it is, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy, not just safe, not just healthy, but actually loved for the first time in their life, and that's important. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or if you prefer, you can text them directly to dogs to 801-801, dogs to 801-801. They're waiting. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. You know, when I started Hugs and Kisses over 30 years ago, before websites, before dot-coms, our 800 number was born. And my promise to you is that you will always have your questions about any products I mentioned answered by a Hugs and Kisses counselor. Now, you're certainly welcome to visit our website, thepetshow.com, but you know, it's not the only way to order. We welcome every single call, and we promise to follow up your message with a prompt reply. Remember the good old days when you could ask questions without being directed to a website, an app, or a QR code? Just leave your product questions, and a counselor will call you back. So many of our 800 number calls are delighted at speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly Hugs and Kisses counselor. So jot down this number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Visit thepetshow.com and call us with your product questions at 1-800-430-4847.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me take another call right here. We got Debbie, Robert, Mark, and Curtis. We'll get to all your calls, I promise. But right now, let's go to Debbie in Delaware. Hey, Debbie in Delaware. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Warren.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What can I do for you, Debbie?
We have a five-year-old. She's part Roddy and part Mastiff. Her name is
quite a combo there.
Yeah. Well, she seems to be very skittish. Like, she's afraid of a lot of things.
How old is she, Debbie?
She's five.
And has she been this way her whole life, or something
ever
new?
Ever since we've had her. I've tried a lot of different things. I'm always trying to be very calming and stuff with her, but, you know, especially like loud sudden noises, like, you know, fireworks or something, that's understandable. But sometimes it's just like she seems afraid of something I don't even hear.
Yeah. Well, a dog's sense of hearing. Yeah. Their sense of hearing is so much better than ours. So when they pick up on something, usually it's something that's real and something that we're not hearing.
Right.
It's interesting, but when you have a dog that's kind of been this way for 5 years, and I know I feel like a broken record here today, but, you know, what we really want to do is when we have a dog that's nervous or anxious, the way to resolve that is not correct the behavior, but to build up the dog's confidence. How do you build up a dog's confidence? Well, you can't take them to a confidence dynamics course like you do with people, but that's where good solid training comes into play. And forget about whether you care whether the dog does, but it really, if you can imagine, if the dog is hearing good boy, good girl, good boy, good girl, when you're training him, it really helps to build up that confidence. So when the dog is being fearful, you can use some of those basics. He's already confident and knows that sit is always a positive thing. He's always getting a pat on the head or a treat. So you can use that training to calm them down when they're being anxious. If there was a specific noise the dog was fearful of, it was a thunderstorm, if it was firecrackers, If you go to my website, noise phobia is one of the most common articles that I write about, because you can desensitize the dog by downloading the sound, playing it at a low volume, and increasing it gradually. Here's my gut reaction, Debbie. I love the combination. Two incredible breeds. I worked with Rottweilers in the town of Rottweil when I was in Europe. An amazing breed of dog. However, we want to really build up the dog's confidence. So I'd like you to focus on some good, solid, basic training, and whenever you see the dog really anxious, do something that he's confident in, whether it be sit, whether it be stay, whether it be come, whether it be heel. But do something confident. Take that anxiety, take that fear, take that nervousness, and get him into a situation where he feels more confident about what he's doing, because it's something he's done so many times before. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yeah.
Oh, so first of all, what's your dog's name?
Ebony.
I'm assuming he's black?
Yes.
Just a wild guess on my part, Debbie. Anyway, Debbie, don't go anywhere. Give Ebony a big hug and a kiss. Call me back if you want more advice. I know that sometimes I can only give a little bit of advice. Check out the website, thepetshow.com. In the meantime, we're sending you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. And I appreciate that phone call. I really do. And I'm telling you, this is not a problem. This can be resolved. A little bit of patience and a little bit of time. Appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Yes, we might have to break for the top of the hour, but Robin in Tennessee, I'm going to get to you. Mark in Delaware, I'm going to get to you. Curtis in Texas, I'm going to get to you as well. So be patient with me. Have a cup of coffee and we'll get right to you. Listen, you hear me talk about Lucy pet food every single week. Why do I talk about Lucy pet food? Because there's no other food on the market that even comes close. It's manufactured in its own plant in Southern California. They have their own laboratory. And if I want to speak to the CEO, I call him up and say, hey, Joey, how you doing? What's up? That makes all the difference in the world, because you have no idea where your dog or cat food is being made. You have no idea who's making it. Maybe it's some big conglomerate or some investment group out of New York that's investing in and giving a name to a dog food because they know it's a big money maker. Now, you want to check out Lucy Pet Food, like one of my listeners did right now. Here she is.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy pet formula.
And listen, if you want your dogs and your cats to be as healthy as they possibly can, Lucy Pet Food, the way to go. And listen, guys, it's what I feed my own rescues, Molly and Willie. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, and that's where you can get Kitty Lickies, Lucy Pet Food, Hip to Be Square, Dog Food Rolls. Check it out, LucyPetProducts.com. Mix and match, spend $35, and shipping is absolutely free if you spend $35 or more. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. We're going to break for the top of the hour, but I promise Mark Curtis and Robbie, you'll be my first three callers when we come back on Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.